Hello, sister, and welcome to the Sittings with Sisters Lunar podcast with your co-hosts, Kate Payne, Kat Curl, and Monique Alamadine. Hi, goddess, it's Kate Payne, yoga therapist, sound and womb healer, and conscious biz guide from katepayne.com.au. I'm dedicated to soul-led transformation and evolution through the deep honoring of the divine feminine, earth and womb energy and wisdom and vibrational alignment.
Hi, I'm Kat Curl, modern day mystic and pleasure empoweress from readingsforclarity.com and Everyday Magic. Infuse true pleasure and magic into your daily life with my mix of everyday magic, intuitive guidance, ritual, counseling, and life experience.
Hi, I'm Monique Alamadine, Zen Hustler and Business Energy Mentor. I work with soul, mission, and purpose-led badass light workers and sacred revolutionists who use their business as a vessel for their message. As an intuitive marketer and conscious creator, I combine source, soul, with strategy, using the lunar cycle for high-frequency empire building.
Hey, it's Monique, Zen Hustler, of course. And so I guess my take on this month is, with the Virgo new moon and me being a Virgo, I'm going to keep it short and sweet today because that's how us Virgos roll. And that's kind of how the vibe's coming in for me today. So, you know, I honor the download. And that's what I'm going to do today. So Virgo is, the sign of the sacred priestess, right? So it's ruled by Mercury. So that's very much about communication. And, you know, us Virgos, we take things very seriously about, you know, the sacredness of things, right? So this month is really about sacred systems, sacred space, sacred structure, in order to fulfill our sacred service, right? So it's all so intertwined together for the purpose of service, because that's what Virgo loves. Virgo is all about service. So this new moon is a great time to reset, to detox, to get some order, to reconnect to self again. We're using our soul now as a guide to, I almost get this vision of like a human operation guidebook, right? Because Virgo loves the systems of it all. But we've got to use our soul. We've got to bring the sacredness into that operations manual to bring the heart back in, because Virgo can be very tick, 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 yes, checklist kind of thing. But the other element of it is the sacredness of service. And I feel like that's what we're bringing back in. So it's getting some structure back in a more centered and present way rather than a robotic kind of way. It's a great time to start a new project. Attention to detail. Virgo loves detail. So now's the time, especially with Saturn going direct. So Saturn is the planet of karma, discipline, boundaries. That was really shaken up. I mean, we only went direct the 6th of this month. And so it started in April. Sorry, it's not started. It went retrograde in April, right? So we all felt like we were about to start something really exciting and new. We're on the brink of something like, yes, we're moving forward. Oh, this is great. This is fabulous. And then boom. And so what it allowed us to do was reassess. Because as we know, all retrogrades are about reassessing. So Saturn allowed us to slow down, right, and see the lessons. So it allowed us to not only see the lessons that got us to this point, but to trigger us to see how we're going to actually respond in that situation, right? So there were lessons to be learned. There were, when I say lessons to be learned, we were checking in as well to see if the lessons had been learned. So not only do we have that few months of lessons, but we were also checking into past lessons, to past karmic stuff, to see, had we learned? Have we moved on? Are we ready for this next level that we've been asking for and calling in. Mm-hmm. So Saturn slowed us down and went, okay, do you really want this? Let me see. Let's shake this shit up. Let's take you into that darkness. Let's pull you right down under so you can see everything of where you were, where you are now, and rebuild and see, do you really want this? Do you really want to move forward? So it was a case of us letting go who we were in order to be who we want to be right now, right? And so we stepped into the darkness and now we're piecing it all together. And so Virgo's here now to go, okay, Virgo loves puzzles. Virgo loves putting it all together. Right, give me that piece here. Give me that piece there. That goes there. That fits in here. So it's pulling it all together now. So it's an awesome time to do those resets, to do the detoxes, to do the like reflection on your business, not just from the dollars and cents perspective, all perspectives of it. Mm-hmm. We've also got seven planets in earth signs. So it's with a really grounded, solid energy right now. And there's the whole earth trine as well, which is, who's in the earth trine right now? I think it's Mars. Oh, Mercury, Saturn and Uranus, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all very grounded and all very, we've got that earthy vibe that we need to be tapping into basically. I'm trying to think of what else comes up for me. Let me just have a look at what I've got here. Okay, so we've also got the spring equinox this month. And the sun moves in Libra, of course, at the end of the month before the next full moon. So right now it's almost like we feel a sense of hopefulness. It's renewed our, I don't know if it's the zest, but it's just renewed. It's like the light has switched back on again and we're ready to step out and those fears and the insecurities are slowly dissolving away. So now's the time, like I said, to use that Virgo vibe to wipe away what has been and reset, totally reset, because Saturn was a biggie for us. Massive, massive, massive. And so for me, what I'll be doing is I will be, I know Virgo works very fast, but I've also got to remind myself to take time to stop. So today, for example, I checked into the whole month, like I updated, you know, what planets where, what retrogrades. I think we've got Venus retrograde coming up as well. So it's a really good time to just take stock of where you're at. And health is a real priority there as well. So if you've ever wanted to start a detox, perfect time now. Go back to plant-based clean foods. Keep it really simple. I think it's around, I feel it's about simplicity on a really raw, basic, earthy level. And feeling the sacredness in that, like not looking at it from a lack perspective, feeling the sacredness in the simplicity. So, you know, once again, just going to round this off. Sacred system, sacred space, sacred structure in order for sacred service. That's all I've got to say about
that. And over and out, baby. Boom, drops mic. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Oh, that makes so much sense. I love the way that you talk about all of the planets and the things that come through for that. For me, hey everyone, it's Kate. And the earth element for me is really, really strongly coming through at the moment. And that makes complete sense when you're talking about that triage of the planets and that they're really earthy and really groundy, because for me, the last week and the women that I've been speaking with and working with have been feeling that real disconnect. And I think we've been so far up in our higher chakras, like around the full moon that we had was really about throat space and third eye. And so we're really now being asked to take all of that intuitive wisdom that came through, particularly through third eye, and really ground that back down into some of those lower chakras. So for me, it's really been about this week through dark moon and the lead up to new moon has been really about finding that grounding energy. So spending lots of time outside with the feet on the earth, if possible, although I know that it can be cold. It's cold here in Melbourne. It's actually freezing, but I'm like, I'm determined. I'm getting my feet on the earth today. So, so earthing, really grounding, like you were saying, Mon, really grounding foods, plant, I live, have a plant-based diet anyway, but really earthy, like soups, and root vegetables, and cacao, and those really earthy teas and drinks. When the sun is out, getting as much of that vitamin D into my skin as possible and just really soaking that in and absorbing that in and feeling really grateful for Mother Nature and our connection to earth space. And even when you're going out and you're walking around outside, to really soak in her essence and her wisdom. So rather than just going for a walk and enjoying the walk, to really feel the feet every step, to feel the foot placed onto the earth, to really take time to look at the environment that you're in, if the flowers you're seeing, the trees that you're seeing, the breeze, the sun, whatever it might be, even the rain, clouds, whatever it is, just really, really soaking in her essence. Because I feel like we need to constantly take that time, like you were saying, that sacred space to come back in and create that time for self to ground down and reconnect with what our purpose is and where we're being called forward to, and to really come back to that place of like absolute radical alignment. Is this in radical alignment for me, or does this just feel like I should be going in this direction, or I should be doing this? This is really a chance for us to be clear and find the clarity around, no, this is really in alignment with me, and therefore these are the steps that I'm going to take forward. So I've been working with really grounding practices like that. Lots of time sitting on the earth as well, and really connecting down with pelvic bowl, down with sitting bones and yoni, and really breathing in and out of that area as well. So pelvic floor, if you're familiar and working and you work with that, or you can otherwise just send your breath into that area. Really connecting with getting the breath as low down into the body as possible, because again, from last full moon, we were really up in those higher chakras, and now we're being called back down into those lower, around root and sacral, and sort of up to solar plexus a little bit as well, but also earth star as well, that sits beneath the feet. Using beautiful sound, really like to really ground you in, and again bring you back into the present moment. And then the two essential oil, the one essential oil that I've been really diving into this week has been peppermint, just to find that like beautiful freshness and that clarity. So grabbing that, rubbing it on my hands, breathing it in deeply before a practice, rubbing it all over my chest and the back of my neck. And yeah, you find that it just gives you this like burst of energy and this rush of like, whoo, okay, I feel like I've got that, like clears out the sinuses. I've got that clarity of thought. So if we can start to marry those two, the clarity of thought with the grounding of the body, then we will be beautifully equipped to seed in those new intentions as we move towards new moon, and really move forward from that place of radical alignment. That's me. That's my wrap up.
Love it.
Over to you, Kat.
I it's so funny that you mentioned cacao, because I've really been feeling like that earthiness as well, like the cacao, but it's like, hold on the sugar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just, you need the earthy piece. You need that real, yeah, just that, I want to say dirt, you know, but it's not dirt, obviously, but that, you know, and all the kids are taking their shoes off like lately as well, wherever I am. So they're feeling it. They're feeling it. And I have a real sense with this dark moon coming into, it's really, we're being challenged a little bit in like, okay, well, these are your values, right? So boom, I'm going to hit you with this. Are your values about nourishing your body? They are. Okay. Well, if you're not going to nourish your body, then you're going to get the sniffles. You're going to get tired. Like, you're going to get all the little niggles. Yeah. So if you're out of alignment, that's when all the niggles are showing up at the moment. And that's like so many little pieces, you know, and things like, I know for me, time is, it is coming up, and you know, because there's the Newtonian concept of time on the clock that we work with, and the Einstein concept of time, which is a bit more expansive, and it's quite funny because I'm definitely feeling the universe go, so you work on Einstein time, do you? Okay, let me just go with the flow here. So that's been really funny, but also amazing, because we're being given the opportunity to just say goodbye to the things that don't align with us completely, and like put them to bed, bury them in the earth, you know, for this dark moon to really nourish us and step forward and go, okay, well, this is what I'm aligned with. I'm aligned with nourishment. I'm aligned with trusting the timing. I'm aligned with all of these different pieces. It's such a clear opportunity to see where we want to go and what we want to be aligned with. And it's only when we resist or we go, I really want to put good things into my body, but do you know what? I'm going to go get, you know, hot chips or something, you know, like that's when we start to see the issues. And then often we tend to like jump into the cascade because we're not nourishing ourselves. We don't have that bit to build us up around the dark moon time. And I feel at the moment, we're really encouraged to just like pause and go, okay, I'm just going to stop everything and I'm going to do one of my practices, whether it's grounding, whether it's journaling, whether it's, you know, consciously making a cup of tea or coffee or whatever it is, really choosing the things that light us up. And suddenly the rest of our path lights up and it's like, yeah, we're going this way for the new moon. We're going this way to set our intention. And, you know, I'm really big on ritual. And one piece that came up this morning that I've been meaning to share with as Daily Doable Magic, but it seems like here's the perfect place, is to actually write down something, a habit that you really want to break. Write it down and tear it, like rip it in half, like a clear, this is broken, this is not happening, and bin it or compost it. Not recycle it though, you know, because we don't want to recycle it. So that's a really simple one that anyone can do. You know, most of us have a piece of paper, and if you don't have a piece of paper, you know, do my favorite, toilet paper, put that energy into the toilet paper or write it. You know, my son was scared of saber-toothed cats for quite a while, so we drew one on a piece of toilet paper and, you know, we flushed it and he wanted to wipe his bum on it. So, you know. But you can, you know, if the kids are picking up this stuff, you can totally do that as well. And just, you know, just flush it, because you're never tempted to go back for something that you've flushed. You're just not tempted. And I feel that's where the sting is coming in. If people are feeling a bit of a sting at the moment, it's because we're tempted to go back. Like, oh, it's a bit hard. I'm just going to go reach for this old habit that I've done. Like, so we need to consciously now, you know, tear it, flush it, bury it, burn it, whatever it is. So you've got that clear separation of what was, and then the choice of the alignment before the new moon on Monday. And I'm just wondering if anything else is coming right now. I know I was mentioning to you both earlier with Saturn going direct, I've noticed a lot more has come through once I've owned that honesty of whatever feeling I'm in. So even if you're in this whole, you know, I just want to binge eat or binge watch TVs and numb out or whatever that feeling is, which can be so tempting in the waning moon if we're not allowing ourselves the nourishing time and that introversion and that reflection. And just totally gone introversion and totally lost what I was saying.
Are you saying if you honor that and go into that, it shows the path, or if you don't give into that?
Yes. So if you kind of, you can use it in two ways. You can honor it by going into it. And if you're someone who can totally sit on the couch and watch your favorite shows and it feels nourishing, but if you're going to sit there and feel guilty, or you're going to like mindlessly stuff your face with food, then that is going to just bring you further out of alignment right now. And then it's going to feel harder. And if you kind of stop yourself or go to a practice, or even just, you know, bring in the pleasure and consciously eat that chocolate. Like if you really want the chocolate, eat it. Don't like stuff your face and pretend like nothing's happening in your world. You know, actually pause and acknowledge, okay, I am feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, tired, sad, guilty, if that's the one that's going on. I'm going to consciously do this. So acknowledging where you're at and what's going on and consciously doing something. If you just can't cut easily, acknowledgement and then a conscious choice is so important right now. And then you are choosing to nourish yourself. You're choosing to honor yourself rather than ignoring yourself and kind of layering more on top of what you don't want.
Mm. Yeah, conscious choices, totally.
Mm. So much conscious choice right now. And that, you know, as I said before, the sting kind of comes. And this is the sting. I've heard quite a few people say this to me. The sting keeps coming. And it's when you don't make that conscious choice and you go, or you consciously choose to go that old pattern because it's supposedly easier, but it's actually not. It's actually making it harder right now because we're just so being called, as I'm sure you've both mentioned, to just step up into ourselves, into alignment, own it all facets and all pieces. And you're like, actually, I feel resistance to this and I'm choosing this. You know, there are so many different ways we could acknowledge and honor our choice at the same time at the moment. And if you can't just clear cut, because I know that's really hard to be like, well, I'm just going to eat, you know, whole foods all the time. And then you suddenly want that chocolate, right? You can still get whole food chocolate, but you can still feel guilty about eating that chocolate if you're not aligned with the whole piece of why you're eating the chocolate. If you consciously go, okay, I can see the old habit here and I've chosen something different, I'm going to enjoy the pleasure of this chocolate, and then you'll probably get some feels come up. You know, some feelings will come up to the surface and there'll be some space to release those and allow those to come out. And that's when you can then go, okay, well, I'm going to write this down and I'm going to tear it or journal, or I'm going to do my movement practice and I'll just allow it to flow through me. Or it may just be sitting, you know, instead of binge watching something mindlessly, you could consciously choose something that's going to bring tears, you know, because you need to cry, or it's going to get you fired up because you want to be fired up. So making those conscious choices around the habits that could be unconscious is really powerful right now, I'm feeling as well. And then it'll be easier when the new moon comes to just make the conscious choice without being stuck in the old pieces.
Totally hear. Yeah, and it really is about that whole just allowing the pleasures, as you so beautifully put it, Kat, but doing it in such a conscious way. It's so true, because we make things guilty and horrible, you know, because we put a label to it, we put something to it. So rather than just go, I'm choosing this consciously because, okay, I need to understand the why, and that's what I'll delve into, but this is what I'm feeling right now, and I'm going to honor that. Beautiful, Kat. Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And something you had said earlier, Monique, I just felt called to mention now around being able to recognize in these moments when there is resistance there that needs to be delved into and resistance that actually just needs to be recognized as resistance but doesn't actually need to be delved into. And in those, yes. and that's the conscious choice piece, is being really, yes. really aware of what yeah. needs to be delved into and what actually just needs to be acknowledged to then move forward.
Yes. So powerful, isn't it? It really is really powerful to know, you know, when to go and when not to go, when to just go, I see you, mm-hmm. but I don't need to go there, but I may be there. Hi, bye.
You know? I totally did that journaling this morning. I went, I see you, fear. And I wrote and I went, I see you, fear, but I'm not going there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
I feel like that's a really pivotal point of time that we're in for 2018, because we have been doing so much. It feels like, and the women I speak with, it feels like we've just been doing the work and doing the work and doing the work, and then we get like a little rise, and then it's like that, you know, that ebb down, and then it's like, oh, we're doing the work again, and then you get a bit of a rise, and then it's like, oh, we're doing the work again. Yes. And people are just getting a bit like exhausted by doing the work.
Yeah.
So I think that's such a pivotal point that we've arrived at, where now we've done the work and now it's a conscious choice of which work now needs to be done. All the work doesn't need to be done now. It's not like it was like there was all this work to be done, and we've done so much of it. And it's had that ripple effect into all of this other work that's just taking care of itself. And now is the time for us just to consciously choose the small pieces that need to be worked on and acknowledge and leave the rest.
Yes. And I just want to say one other thing. So Neptune is opposing the new moon. So Neptune is like dreams and inspirations, the planet of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we may feel confused or conflicted because it's opposing, you know, mm-hmm. Virgo, where we're at now. So we just need to be aware of that, mm-hmm. that it's not necessarily like we were talking about before. You don't need to go and delve in and jump in. It's mm-hmm. just an awareness, and it's just what's coming up, maybe what's going to trigger you. So it's just, I always like to be mindful and aware of it, because it helps me understand where I'm at, and maybe I'm thinking, but I'm on the right path. What's going on? Well, this is the conflict that's maybe coming through. Just to really delve into your dreams a little bit more, and what really inspires you and what you long for, what sparks you. And maybe it's just time to sort of reassess that as well.
Hey, it's Kate, and thank you, Goddess, for diving into this episode. If you align with my work, then I invite you into the Ritual Space, an online home for us as women to gather in circle at each new and full moon. You can find all of the details available via my website, katepayne.com.au.
Hey, it's Kat. Thanks for listening to this episode. It was my pleasure to share some magic with you. Right now, I have a few spaces available for those who feel called to work one-on-one with me. Get in touch through readingsforclarity.com to find out more.
Pimp My Passion package is where soul and strategy meet to package up and name your soul offerings, quote unquote, programs and products, and I'll channel your soulful service, quote unquote, sales strategy, and your soul client journey, quote unquote, funnel, for your tribe to find you. So think channeled clarity to connect your downloads with soul-fueled strategies and structure. So it's time to stop thinking and start feeling into your next step. And you know, you'll walk away with a soulful strategy, the product to sell, you know, a sales plan with a sexy name to go with it. You can find me on Facebook and just message me. You'll find me at Zen Hustler. I'm also zenhustler.com. On Instagram, I'm on at Zen Hustle. Peace out. Mwah.